Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank Business, banking for good. Member FDIC.
You know how much I hate the Eagles. It's one of my favorite songs, too. You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan, and we are going to go right to the phones and quit. I guess we have to quit listening to the Eagles, but this is important, too, because Tony from the Blue Quail Angler is going to join us, and we're going to talk some fly fishing. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Terry. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, no problem. Sorry about the delay there. I just love the Eagles. So when he plays it coming in, I always have to listen a little bit.
Can't beat the Eagles. Great group.
Sometime when I got lots of time, I'll tell you the story about we did the Eagles versus the Beatles thing on this show many years ago. But, you know, Tony, it's been a strange year. Talk about the difference a year makes. Last year, no snow. The runoffs were trickling down in the spring. The rivers got hot. Floats were over early, and we were telling people not to be out until the weather cooled out and rest the fish. And a year sure makes a difference. This year we really didn't get summer till the first day of July, and then it got super hot. But we already had a lot of good high flows that had been running. The fish were in good shape. It did get hot, but how is that affecting going into the fall or this time of the year? Are where you would expect to be, or are we in a different place?
Yeah, you know, that's absolutely right, Terry. You know, we definitely have a different year compared to last year. A lot more moisture. Our reservoir levels were quite high. You know, we're finally starting to see things kind of getting to a normal level. I know on the South Platte there, coming out of Cheeseman, we're flowing right around 257, which is right about that historical average. And, you know, a couple things with those flows kind of being prolonged for those high water, you know, we saw some hatches get pushed back a little bit. And, you know, some things we're really seeing great hatches right now in the South Platte. We're seeing great trico hatches. If you're getting into Cheeseman or the Deckers area, the tricos are a great pattern to be using, something to pay attention to if you're not real familiar with hatches. But we're anticipating a great fall year throughout our lakes and our rivers due to those high waters. And we're finally getting a little bit of a cooler weather coming in. That's only going to make things better.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that spring and fall, a lot of times the people think the insects are going to hatch when the sun is beating down on the water. And some hatches do take place like that. But a lot of times these hatches take place in drizzly, cool weather more than any, don't they?
Yes, sir. That's absolutely correct. And, you know, definitely some days with that cloud cover is very important to kind of trigger those hatches. But at the same time, you know, getting that water nice and warm and having that sun come out at different times of the year can be equally as important. Especially as we go into this fall season, as our temperatures and our water levels start to drop, you know, that sunlight and that cloud mix together can be a perfect combo for some great dry fly fishing starting our fall season off.
Oh, you're absolutely right. I do have to ask you, we talked a little bit about Spinney and 11 Mile in the last segment. And Spinney, they did open everything up this morning at 7 o'clock. The Dream Stream, though, got a huge... I mean, it had a tsunami come through. Have you heard any reports yet as to what we can anticipate fishing that in the next couple of days?
You know, all I've heard is about the same, you know, through Colorado Parks and Wildlife. I did see that Spinney was open this morning. I still think they're doing some repairs on some of those roads getting to the Dream Stream as well as those parking lots. I hear that's going to be open in the near future. I don't have an exact time when, but I do anticipate that river still to fish quite well, especially getting a good break from the public traffic. You know, as you know, the brown trout migration will start here pretty soon. And in fact, I've already been hearing about some kokanee being in that river complex. So it's happening a little earlier, or a little quicker, I should say, maybe than last year, just kind of with our, you know, kind of stranger weather we've had. But, you know, we anticipate having a great fall season for some of those migrating fish. Obviously, the Dream Team is a great area. Kind of close to that area is also Antero. We've been having some good luck out at Antero with our float tube classes and some of our guide trips. And that's another great spot down in South Park that, you know, if the Dream Stream's not fishing good, you know, fishing above Antero or even hitting the lakes, always a great option in the fall time. Some of those big fish will transition from that deeper, cool water to kind of escape the heat to start transitioning and cruising the shallows a little bit. So it kind of offers you a little bit of nymphing as well as throwing some streamers to get one of those big fish to bite here before winter hits.
Well, you know, you mentioned the salmon. I used to love take I used to love take a fly rod where the Dream Stream comes into 11 Mile and find a place, and I don't even know what areas are still fishable. I haven't done it for quite a while. But I would sit there, you know, and people, I've never been a big fan of snagging. I know people do that in other places. But going after those salmon with a fly rod can be so rewarding. You catch this big, ugly, monster-looking fish that just gives you a tug. And it's so much fun. And while you're doing it, you'll pick up a brown or a rainbow, too. And I used to sit there in that Dream Stream, and I would actually feel the salmon running into the back of my leg. They're running so hard. And when you got one to hit, it was so much fun.
I couldn't agree more. You know, fishing salmon at that time of year offers kind of a unique experience. If you've been chasing trout most of the year, you know, obviously that rare time in fall, those salmon do enter that river complex. And like you said, they are quite unique looking creatures. You catch those big colored up, you know, red and green, you know, kokanee that run out of there. Not only do they fight just like a, you know, pack of wild dogs, but I tell you what, they are beautiful, and it's a fun fish to have in your hands, given that it's a short time frame you can target them.
It really is. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on now and what we expect coming up. First, you mentioned the browns. Of course, the Colorado River is always big for the browns, not to mention whitefish, rainbows, and everything else. But usually get towards fall, we're probably a little early yet in the streamer fishing, and then probably some nymphing. Is that what's going on in the Colorado, or is it a little early yet?
Yeah, you know, I think we're just getting things started with some of that migration, you know, getting a little bit cooler temps up there, and definitely have had great river levels all year. So some of those feeder areas and those feeder creeks into the Colorado will be great for those early migration spots. And I think just like you were saying, having a good balance between nymph rate and small streamers will definitely get you some fish to the net, no doubt.
Yeah, and of course, if we get a little later in year, you take those big, ugly rubber leg streamers, and you feel like you're bass fishing when you cast the bank. Are the flows still well enough where everybody's floating the Colorado pretty well?
Yeah, you know, we're still taking trips out there. You know, the flows are definitely a manageable float, a lot more manageable than they were earlier in the year. But, you know, things are kind of getting to that historical average. You know, in certain spots, getting a little spiny. That river is getting dropping levels, but nonetheless still safe and still having great trips out in the Colorado.
Now, I want to talk to you about there's a lot of small streams coming into here. You know, we've got Bear Creek and Clear Creek, and we've got a lot of these rivers and even parts of the Platte. And we've had an unusual hatch of grasshoppers this year. And one of my favorite fly fishing, whether it's a small stream up in Rocky Mountain National Park or the Poudre or Clear Creek or one of those rivers, is a hopper dropper. And it's a great way for maybe not as advanced a fly fisherman to get out there and catch fish on the surface.
Absolutely, Terry. That right now we've seen a tremendous amount of hoppers due to our heavy moisture this year. A lot of our river banks, kind of river valleys, and just kind of overall everywhere, it's been real green. Allows a lot of great habitats for those terrestrials, hoppers, beetles, ants. And two, with having our high flows, a lot of the times when we have a lot of our rain and a lot of our you know, quicker rise of the rivers, a lot of those terrestrials will get swept in that complex. And that's been quite consistent throughout the summer months here. Other than the last 2 weeks, it's been a little dry, but we've had that grass for those hoppers to retreat in. And the hopper dropper in Clear Creek or Bear Creek up in the high country is one of my favorite things to fish as well. I think it's pretty easy. If it's something you don't have a lot of the time to maybe get down to South Park or get over to the Deckers area, taking a quick 15, 20-minute drive to Bear Creek or a half hour over to Clear Creek, and you have expansive amount of water to fish, hopper dropper is a real easy way to put a bunch of fish in the net and kind of get that fishing bug itched for the day.
What's your favorite dropper?
You know, certain times of the year, I love a split case PMD, a Mitchell split case PMD. I also love Pat Dorsey's bread crust caddis. I love that fly. It's a great kind of heavy fly. It's got a lot of pulsation kind of with the material it's tied with. And I think those two are kind of my favorites to drop with. You know, and at times I also drop a leech underneath it too, a beadhead leech. And I think certain times of year they'll chase those little bit bigger patterns around, especially towards the fall months as those fish can kind of sense winter's around the corner.
Tony, we got to run, but if people want more information or book a trip with you guys, where do they find you?
Yeah, absolutely. You can call the Blue Quill Angler or visit us on our website at thebluequillangler.com. You can also follow us on our social media platforms on Facebook and Instagram at Blue Quill Angler.
All right, my friend. Thank you. Great information. I wish we had more time. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jerry.
You bet. That's Tony from the Blue Quill Angler. We'll take a quick time out. We come back, we're going to talk some shotgunning. And at the end of the hour, Bernie Keefe on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.